Coal companies pay about 15 cents for every ton of coal they extract. The money goes into a cleanup fund for mines that were long ago abandoned. But it's been a slow process, and in the meantime, lawmakers have been doling out federal funds directly to some coal states to get the ball rolling. This year, Congressman Morgan Griffith from southwestern Virginia made sure the state was included.
It's the right thing because they've been giving the money to Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Kentucky for the last couple of years. And while initially we didn't have the layoffs that those states had, we got hit pretty hard in 2015. And so Virginia needs that help as well.
And that help is not only about reclaiming abandoned mine lands, it's also about making sure that what replaces them revitalizes and diversifies local economies where coal was once king. Tom Kaye is legislative representative for Appalachian Voices, an environmental advocacy group.
Ideally, projects that will have long-lasting economic impacts built around parks and tourism, solar energy, and farming, ways to bring long-term jobs.
Last year, Appalachian Voices partnered with mining engineer Gerald Collins to take stock of all the abandoned mines in the region.
What my company has done is look at those really from Lee County all the way to Tazewell, to the West Virginia border. The 50,000 odd acres spread out over 200 or 300 different sites, and trying to come up with a list.
That list identified 14 projects that could be catalysts for a new economy in coal country. It outlines cleanup costs for each and estimates economic returns they could bring.
So the idea for the river walk for Norton, it would start at the elementary school, which is, you can see here in the distance. We'll follow this right away here.
Economic development specialist Adam Wells is carefully walking along a trail overlooking a train track and a scramble of rusting, heavy equipment below.
And then go through here to the what's called the Tipple Hill site, about an 11-acre former coal processing facility.
Along the way, we pass a trickle of that telltale orange-colored residue from acid mine drainage. The Norton River Walk Project would clean this up, add walking trails, landscaping, a pedestrian bridge, restrooms, and signage. It's part of a move to capitalize on this area's natural beauty and attract ecotourism. And while the full price tag for this project could reach almost $1 million, it remains to be seen which will be chosen to receive federal funds. And as Wells points out, it's important to heed the lessons of the coal economy that came before this. Never put all your economic eggs in one basket.
No one thing is going to replace the coal industry, and we really don't want just one thing to replace the coal industry, because that's going to put us right back in the same problem that we're in now.
No matter what, other coal states will be watching to see how Virginia handles this pilot project to chart a path for the economy that goes beyond coal. I'm Robbie Harris.